tomato growers will always remember the 2005 tomato spotted wilt virus outbreak and the losses they encountered.
We were talking millions of dollars because entire fields, particularly in Fresno County, lost. Entire fields were hundreds of acres that got basically wiped out by tomato spotted wilt. So it was in the millions of dollars for sure.
UC Davis professor of plant pathology Robert Gilbertson says the integrated pest management system coupled with new technologies in tomato seeds have kept losses to a minimum.
Through the use of this ICM program, which has now been implemented in various pieces by many growers, importance and losses to the tomato spot wilt has dropped quite a bit, so that over the last 3 to 4 years, nobody has experienced major losses to tomato spotted wilt. So I think that this combination of management strategies that we've developed really made a big impact and minimized this problem. Even though thrips populations continue to be pretty high, the good news is that we've been able to manage the virus. We've made a lot of progress on understanding the biology of the virus and giving growers management strategies now that can minimize the losses.
Gilbertson says that growers need to remember how far we have come to stay vigilant about the bug and the disease. For AgNetWest.com, I'm Taylor Hillman.